The original of this statue was erected on the Acropolis of Athens around 520 BC. About 40 years later, after the site was destroyed by the Persians, the Peplos Kori, as this statue is known, was buried quite literally. Rather than re-erecting the Peplos Kori, or many of the other sculptural figures damaged or removed in the Persian Wars, the Athenians actually gave them a funeral, burying them in the vicinity of the sacred site. As a result, their polychrome colours survived far better than when exposed to the air and the weather. In that sense, the tragedy of the Persian Wars has proved a boon for archaeology and polychrome research. On the Peplos Kori, remnants of red, blue, green and yellow paint have survived, with recent research also showing traces of a powerful orange colour. The orange for the undergarment and skin was a mix of orpiment and realgar, both mineral compounds of arsenic and sulphur used as orange-red pigments, although very unhealthy to work with.